This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. This is another verse from the Quranic Reflection series. It is from Surah Al-Baqarah, the second chapter of the Quran. And the second verse of that second chapter begins saying, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the book in which there is no doubt, guidance for those who are mindful of Allah. The first point that we should reflect on is that Allah reminds us here of the fact that the Quran is free from doubt. It is pure guidance, filled with guidance. The Quran itself, as Allah has conveyed it to us. That doesn't mean that we may not find doubt. We may ourselves have doubt, but the Quran itself, as revealed from Allah, is pure guidance. Point number two. The goal and purpose of reading the Quran is to gain guidance which cannot be gained if we don't understand the meanings of the words of the Quran. This is the point which we need to reflect on. So many of us are caught up in the ritual of reading the Quran, reading it completely in Ramadan and other times of the year, whatever, you know, reading that Quran for barakah, for blessing, for the blessing from the reading. Because the Prophet ﷺ had said that every letter you read of the Quran has with it 10 blessings. However, he said that to Arabs who understood what the words of the Quran meant. And this was encouragement to them to read the Quran frequently. It didn't mean, literally, reading the Quran letter by letter. So instead of saying Alhamdu Lillahi, we say Alif Lam Ha, Mim Dal, Lam Lam Ha, and we're going to get how much reward? No, it didn't mean that. There is no reward in saying Alif Lam Ha, Mim Dal. There's no reward in it. It is the meaning of Alhamdulillah. This is where the reward comes, when we understand what Allah has said and we read and reflect on what Allah has said. So very important that we don't just go through the blind ritual of reading the Quran this Ramadan, because we all know Ramadan is the month of Quran. So we try to read the Quran more in Ramadan than any other month. But we should not forget that the goal of the reading is to understand the words of Allah, to understand them, to take them into our hearts, into our souls, and have them guide us. Point number three. When the Quran is understood, it becomes guidance only for those who are mindful of God. Simply because you understand what the Quran says doesn't mean that you will be guided. Unless you are mindful of God. Because you have people who are Orientalists and others who don't believe in Allah, don't believe in, you know, Islam, don't believe in religion, period. Who can understand the Arabic? They can read it, so they've understood it, but it doesn't contain guidance for them until they become mindful of God, until they become conscious of God. When that consciousness comes, and of course it's Allah's determination as to when that consciousness will come, or if the needs of that consciousness will become evident, and people will strive to develop that consciousness, it will only be a source of guidance when we achieve that consciousness, or we are blessed with that consciousness, or somebody suggests to us something which is connected with the consciousness of God, and our souls accept it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.